Well, first of all, I'm very delighted that the Minister has responded to a request from myself and indeed others in the region to look at the current capacity, the current demand for an emergency department and the projected future demand. The population of this region is growing, the population of Ireland is growing and is projected to grow significantly over the next number of years. And rather than have a situation where we had in the past where we tried to bring on capacity when it was too late, leading to overcrowding, it's better to plan ahead. I'd be very, very hopeful that the decision will be that a second ED is needed in the region, that a Model 3 hospital needs to be built in the region, in the Midwest region. And of course, like everybody in County Clare, I will work towards and be hopeful that that facility will be built in County Clare. I think when you look at what the current hospital in Ennis is doing, it's doing excellent work in terms of its minor injuries unit, in terms of all the other work that it does for patients, but it's too small and it needs to grow. And I think Clare would be an ideal location if the decision is taken that we need, and I believe we do need, a Model 3 hospital in the region. And I would be very hopeful that we could achieve that for County Clare.
Timmy, while this news will undoubtedly be welcomed by the many who have been campaigning, they'll be wondering why it has taken so long. I mean, we've had recent high-profile tragedies at University Hospital Limerick, but the overcrowding has been going on for so long. And we've asked Stephen Donnelly on the show, we've asked him in person when out at events, would there be consideration given to a second ED or even reopening Ennis? And the clear-cut, point-blank answer we were given was no, based on clinical advice. And the clinical advice the Minister was referring to was clinical advice that was 15 years old.
The clinical advice is that you wouldn't reopen the ED departments in either Nina or Ennis. And I don't think, now I don't know what the outcome of this review will be, but I sincerely doubt that it will say reopen the EDs in the hospital in Ennis or the hospital in Nina or the hospital in St. John's. I think what is envisaged here is a need for an entirely new facility, a new hospital, a new Model 3 hospital with a high-functioning ED department. That's what's at play here. The campaign, with the best will in the world for a lot of people, has been just to reopen facilities that were closed because they weren't safe. And the clinical advice continues to be that the facilities at the kind of operation that you could do in Nina or Ennis would not be safe. It wasn't safe, and sadly, people lost their lives there in the past because of the unsafe practices and procedures that were in place. It's about building for the future. It's about recognising the population growth, and it's about ensuring that a new hospital, can be built with the appropriate facilities. They're talking about doing that elsewhere in the country as well, in line with population growth. So I think let's not play politics with this. This isn't about reopening the two facilities or the three facilities that were phased out over time for clinical reasons. It's about recognising the growth in population. It's about recognising the need for additional emergency department facilities and the need for a Model 3 hospital in the region. And I'm very hopeful that we can put forward a strong case that that new hospital, if it's recommended, first of all, would be located in Clare and would augment and cement what's already in existence at Ennis.
Just finally, Timmy, I suppose, when would you expect this? Is it something that you can possibly put a timeline on yet? When would you expect this review to, how long even would you expect this review to take?
Well, I think a piece of work like that in terms of the review should be a finite piece of work. I think you bring the experts together. It shouldn't take longer than, 3 to 4 months, take all the conditions into account. And I would hope also that group, when they're put together, will be able to identify the best location for the hospital. And that may take a little bit longer. So I think to me, and I think to most people mind, the need is already there. So that's not going to be a rocket science exercise. It will be more detailed in terms of identifying the appropriate location and working on that. And I would be hopeful that when this report is completed by HICWA, that it will set out all the objectives, all the needs, and identify a location. The big question then will be, how long will it take to construct such a facility if it's recommended? And I suspect that's not going to happen overnight. We know how long it takes to get through planning. We know how long it takes to build facilities in this country because of the various different objections that happen along the way, et cetera, et cetera. But the work still must continue at increasing the bed capacity in NHS. This cannot be allowed to be a diversion away from increasing the bed numbers that are projected and are planned for at Limerick, because that work has to continue regardless. And then this needs to be taken as a second piece of work and something that will happen in the medium term. This isn't going to be delivered next year or the year after, I would suspect, when you consider the amount of time that it takes to build hospitals of this nature.